Okay, good evening, everyone, and welcome to our Experience Shabbat Shir. So the topic was a little bit of a spicy topic. It sounds exciting. And we said we would talk about, can one watch TV on Shabbos? So we're not going to be speaking about the element of is it a good thing or a bad thing or the right thing to watch television. But what I want to do is approach the topic from the other side. And that is, let's say I'm sitting on my couch on Shabbos, and let's say there's a TV in front of the couch. So let's say, you know, like I have a timer to turn my lights on and off on Shabbos. Maybe I have a timer to turn my TV on and off on Shabbos. So you'll say Shabbos afternoon, you set it to go on at 2:30 right after lunch. So nice. You take you relax on the couch. Maybe you take a nap. Maybe you don't. But the TV will come on. It'll be so nice. So you'll say, I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't press any buttons. There was nothing, no action that I took that was a prohibition. So is such a thing permissible? And obviously we'll end up concluding that the answer is no, it is not permissible to watch a TV even via Shabbos timer on Shabbos. But the big question is why? Why are these things not allowed? And the truth is that this is a sugya known as the sugya of Shvisas Kelim, right? So the reason why I decided to talk about this is because this is what we've been speaking about between Mincha Marav the entire week. But to go on a loftier, a larger exploration of what does it mean that our kelim are or aren't obligated to rest on Shabbos, right? So the thought is that we are obligated to rest, and our animals are obligated to rest. Back in the day, our servants and our maidservants would be obligated to rest. So maybe even our vessels, our appliances and the like, maybe they should be required to rest also. Happens to be that most of our appliances do rest anyways because of the fact that they are electronic and they cannot be turned on. But let's say I could find a way to turn them on without me pressing a button on Shabbos. Meaning, let's say I can have a person, let's say I can have a machine turn them on, I could have a timer turn them on. So would this be permissible? And the reason why this is such an extensive and important question is because, A, this is clearly the same mechanism by which we allow timers to work for our lights on Shabbos, that most people have a Shabbos timer to turn on and off their lights. Many people use an alarm clock on Shabbos. These types of things that people at this point in the year 2021 take for granted as being permissible, are they really permissible? And while we'll find that most of the things that we see commonly are permissible, the question is why, and what's the difference between setting a timer to turn my lights on versus setting a timer to turn my TV on? Or more practically, maybe I should be able to allow it to set a timer to turn my dishwasher on Shabbos, such that after Friday night, if I'm supposed to have a lot of guests on Shabbos day, at least pre-pandemic, I'm supposed to have so many guests on Shabbos day, so I take my dishes on Friday night after I use them, I put them in the dishwasher, I have a fancy dishwasher where I could set a timer, it'll just be set to turn on at 11 p.m. and beautiful. So then I'll have clean dishes by the morning, and I wouldn't have done anything because it was all from the timer. Or let's say this is another good question, and many people, I think this probably used to be a larger misconception, and I think has become popularized and a little bit more well understood nowadays. But what about coffee maker? Can I set a coffee maker that's going to brew my coffee on Shabbos, and would that be something that's permissible? And so this is really going to be the central focus of our shir this evening, and the whole sugya begins from a Gemara in Shabbos, well, really a Mishnah in Shabbos on Daf Yud Zayin and Mabez that goes on to Yud Ches Amar Aleph. And the Mishnah goes on and on to give us different machloksos, different arguments between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel that really is all surrounding the same topic. The Beis Shammai explain that anytime someone goes ahead to do a malacha on Erev Shabbos, Beis Shammai says, totally permissible to do a malacha on Erev Shabbos if need be, but make sure that when you do that malacha, it's going to end by the time Shabbos starts. If it doesn't end by the time Shabbos starts, then you're going to run into a real issue. Beis Hillel, on the other hand, permit all of this. They seem to allow a malacha to be done on Shabbos as long as you do not have any involvement with it on Shabbos. So therefore, when it comes to, let's use a modern day example, the interpretation of it all would be that Beis Shammai would say, can I use a timer for my lights on Shabbos? So they would say absolutely not, because according to Beis Shammai, the malacha has to be done before Shabbos, and you can't do any malacha on Shabbos even if you are not doing it, but your timer is doing it, because we believe evidently according to Beis Shammai in a concept known as Shvisas Kelim, that my vessels have to rest. Whereas Beis Hillel would say, no, as long as you're not doing it, if your kelim happen to magically turn on, how would they magically turn on? Well, let's say you again use a Shabbos timer, and it's just magic. They turn on just like that because I told my timer before Shabbos. So since I did nothing on Shabbos, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel rather would say that it's all permissible. So this again is the topic of Shvisas Kelim. Beis Shammai say there is such a thing as Shvisas Kelim, and we have to allow our vessels to rest on Shabbos. Whereas Beis Hillel seem to say, no, there's no such thing as Shvisas Kelim. We don't have to allow our vessels to rest on Shabbos. I have to rest on Shabbos, so I can't do a malacha. But if my appliances turn on by themselves with a timer or something like that, then that's all fine, and I don't have to worry about that. That would be permissible. So you think that really should be the end of the conversation, because if Beis Hillel permit us to use our kelim as long as we're not touching them, but they're working by themselves, then that's really the end of it. Everything should be permissible. I can use a timer to set my TV to turn on Shabbos. I can use a timer to set my dishwasher to turn on Shabbos, as long as I'm not doing it. However, there is a problem with that. And that, before we get to the problem, the Gemara then takes this conversation one step further and gives another example of something that was seemingly not allowed to do on Shabbos, and that is, can you run a mill on Shabbos to be grinding up the grains? And so the Gemara comes out to say that this is prohibited. One cannot do this, and there's a big question, why? Why is this prohibited? So the Gemara gives two different perspectives. One is the perspective of Rabba, and Rabba says something called mashmas kol, because there's a concern that we don't like loud noise on Shabbos, meaning when the braisa that says you can't do this malacha on Shabbos, even though it was set before Shabbos, the reason why it's prohibited is because it creates a loud noise. So this seems to be like Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel say you can do a malacha, you are allowed to do a malacha on Shabbos if you're not actively involved in it, as long as it's not creating a loud sound. If it creates a loud sound, then even Beis Hillel would say it would be prohibited. However, Rav Yosef says, no, this is not a prohibition of Mashmas Kol, it's a prohibition of Shvisas Kelim, and therefore this Braisa is according to Beis Shammai, who say that you have to allow your vessels to rest, and since we don't hold like Beis Shammai, we don't have to worry about all of this. Rashi, on this Gemara, tries to understand what exactly the real prohibition of a Shvisas Kelim is all about, and Rashi basically brings the pasuk from Sefer Shemos that says on Shabbos we're told to rest, our animals are told to rest, our maidservants are told to rest, so our kelim should therefore maybe be told to rest as well. That would be the justification of such an idea. Okay, so with all of that kind of as background, a lot of technical information, how do we paskin? Do we assume that our vessels have to rest or not? Or maybe it's not that our vessels have to rest, but maybe we should be concerned about loud noise on Shabbos, and therefore most of the things can't be turned on. So a TV, that's a lot of noise, so it can't be turned on. Lights, they don't really create much noise, so they could be turned on. Is it really as simple as that? What about a dishwasher? A dishwasher may create some noise, depends on what kind of dishwasher you have. So here's what it all comes down to. The Shulchan Aruch essentially explains that one has no need to be concerned for the prohibition of Shvisas Kelim, and therefore one could essentially, from the Shulchan Aruch's perspective, do whatever they want, setting a timer and allowing an appliance to work on its own on Shabbos, as long as you don't physically press that button. Therefore, from a completely black and white perspective based on the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch, one should be able to actually set a timer and watch TV on Shabbos. Okay, maybe there are other prohibitions. It's not Shabbistic, it's not appropriate. But from a simple perspective, the Shulchan Aruch would say you can set a timer and do anything on Shabbos. You could put the laundry on, you could put the dishwasher, you could put the coffee maker. Anything would be permissible according to the Shulchan Aruch's perspective. However, we know that we don't always paskin like the Shulchan Aruch. Us Ashkenazim have to take into consideration the opinion of the Ramar of Moshe Israelis. And he explains that there is a Yesh Omrim, that there is a concern that maybe we should have to be choshesh, we have to be suspect for the opinion that says that we don't like loud noises, right? That was the Gemara that we read just before. And so therefore, since we don't like loud noises, true, I don't have to rest all of my vessels, but the vessels that make loud noises, those I am not allowed to even indirectly use them on Shabbos. He does, however, say that at the end of the day, it's permissible to use those things if there's a potential major loss. So therefore, maybe one can have such a thought. Let's say you're a caterer. If you're a caterer, and listen, it's a big loss for me not to work on Shabbos. So let's say I do all the prep work, but I wanted all the stuff to cook on Shabbos, heat up nicely. So I set the timer for all that to go on, and everything's going to cook indirectly on Shabbos. So is that going to be permissible? permissible. So far, probably should be totally permissible. Why? Because according to the Sephardim, there's no prohibition whatsoever when it comes to resting our vessels, as long as it's indirectly and there was a set through a timer. And as far as Ashkenazim stand, the only concern we should have is a loud noise. And if a loud noise is our only major concern, then putting an oven on is not a loud noise. So therefore, so far, you would think that it's all permissible. And really, you could stop right here, and that would be the relatively understood perspective until you get to the 20th century. By the time you get to the 20th century, though, the conversation begins to shift. And it's not without coincidence that the 20th century is also the time when electricity began to explode in the way that it does, such that the world of timers became a reality that had not previously been a reality in the same way. And so there are really two game-changing shitos that changed this whole conversation. And the first can be found in the writings of Rabbi Shlomo Zevin, who explains that there is a Ksav Yad of the Rambam that was found years after the Rambam lived. That is to say, that according to the basic reading of the Rambam, which we did not offer as a source before, but we'll just quickly mention now, that according to the Rambam, who the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like, according to the Rambam, there's no prohibition of Shvi Saskelim. You could do whatever you want with your vessels on Shabbos as long as it's you, not you doing it, but them doing it by themselves, meaning anything with a timer should be permissible. He does, however, have this text of the Rambam that was found years later, again, almost 1,000 years later, in the name of the Rambam, that the only thing that is permissible to do on Shabbos is if it was started before Shabbos. So in other words, even according to the opinion that we follow, even according to Beis Hillel, the only time it's going to be permissible to use, to do a malacha, to allow my vessels to work on Shabbos, is if I started to work them before Shabbos and they're just finishing up on Shabbos. But if there is a full and complete malacha that takes place on Shabbos, even if I started the process before Shabbos, that's going to be prohibited. So the example that I heard, that's a great example. Let's say I start printing before Shabbos. I've been printing out a whole bunch of Makoto sheets to be used for the Shabbos afternoon shiur. So if they are starting to print before Shabbos, so you think, okay, that should be totally permissible. I'm not doing anything. However, if we assume this opinion of the Rambam is actually what we are meant to follow, so therefore, even though the button was pressed before Shabbos, on Shabbos itself, the printer is going to print at least two complete letters that did not start printing before Shabbos, but they started printing after Shabbos started. And therefore, that would be a major prohibition according to the Rambam, even according to the opinion of Beis Hillel that we follow. And there is also a Yerushalmi, a Gemara Yerushalmi, that seems to explain this way as well. And Rav Shechter also seems to be Choshesh. He's suspect for this opinion. And therefore, according to Rav Shechter, if a malacha is being done on Shabbos, as long as the full malacha is done, even if it's through a timer, there is going to be a major issue. So therefore, all of the things that we brought up before him, things like, you know, using a coffee maker, things like using a timer to turn a dishwasher, all these things are going to be totally prohibited if the malacha from start to finish is being done on Shabbos, and not just the end half, but the entire malacha, then there's going to be a major issue. Finally, there is the much more well-accepted opinion of Rav Moshe Feinstein, or not, I shouldn't say the much more accepted, but the much more well-known opinion of Rav Moshe Feinstein, who writes a very famous tshuva that he takes issue with the fact that people ever use Shabbos timers on Shabbos. Essentially, what he says in a very powerful way is that Shabbos timers should be totally prohibited. The reason why they should be totally prohibited is because of the fact that if you think about the notion that Chazal prohibited us from using non-Jews to do our work on Shabbos, how is it any different than using a Shabbos timer? Right? So in the same way that I used to be able to go out on the street and have a non-Jewish person do something, if I could have anything done through a Shabbos timer in the same way, so clearly Chazal would not have liked that either. So according to Rav Moshe Feinstein, he believes if Chazal were alive nowadays, they would have ostered Shabbos timers in the same way that Chazal prohibited us from using a non-Jewish person to do something for us on Shabbos. It's a major chiddush, a totally innovative idea, but that idea it really kind of ruins Shabbos timers in general, because it's essentially saying that no Shabbos timer could ever be allowed on Shabbos. Also fine, so what does that mean? Does that mean every single person that uses a Shabbos timer to turn on and off their lights on Shabbos, that should be a prohibition. So Rav Moshe doesn't go that far. He explains that the reason why that is not a prohibition is because of the fact that this is something that Klal Yisrael have actually accepted upon themselves since, I guess, the very beginning of Shabbos timers, that they always use them for lights on Shabbos. And therefore, even though he doesn't like it, he says that could be permissible. We can allow that. But as far as all other things on timers are concerned, you should not do them on Shabbos. Again, not because of the perspective that our vessels have to rest. That's not a Shvisas Kalim issue. It's just a technical issue of the fact that we don't like to have Malacha starting on Shabbos because it just doesn't look right. And just like it was prohibited for us to ask a non-Jewish person to do it, and Chazal set up that decree, so too, using a Shabbos timer should have the same issue as well. And then we have all the practical implications of all this. So what are some additional examples that we can have? So Rabbi Aryeh Leibowitz outlines them very nicely, so I'm just going to give them to you more or less as he explained them. So the first very good example is, what about an electric picture frame, right? The picture frames that sort of digitally go through all the photos, that you have like a memory card in there and they go through all the photos. So are you allowed to use those on Shabbos? And when I say use those on Shabbos, I mean, can you have them in your home on Shabbos turned on, or do you have to turn them off for Shabbos? So you say, that's ridiculous. I don't do anything. It just sits there. It does nothing. Why should I not be able to use it on Shabbos? Well, very simple, because every single time the picture comes on screen, a new picture comes on screen, you in theory are violating the Isser of Kosev because you are drawing a picture on Shabbos. So you're not doing it, but you set it up to be done, and it's an entirely new picture each time it flashes, a new picture, so that should be prohibited. And so Rabbi Leibowitz quoted Rav Schechter, that when Rav Schechter was in his house, he said that you shouldn't really use those moving picture, digital picture frames on Shabbos. You shouldn't have it, you should turn it off for Shabbos because it presents a real issue. This, however, is probably not a very accepted opinion, and here's the reason why. Because if you've ever gone into a shul on Shabbos, the average shul nowadays, then I think most, if not all, shuls have like digital screens where there's a rotating screen that has like, you know, the zmanim and then a flyer for this, a flyer for that, whatever, a dedication for this, whatever it is. And most shuls really rely on that. I think you go to most shuls in the five towns, most shuls in the New York area, I think you're definitely going to see that. And this is the same issue. So Rav Schechter would say that's prohibited. But again, I think every single shul does it in the world. And so if every shul does it in the world, so that's probably a lot to rely on to be lenient and to not worry about such a thing like that. When it comes to a dishwasher on Shabbos, so they asked Shlomo Zalman Arbach, well, what about a dishwasher? Can we use it on Shabbos? And again, can't press the button, but can you set a timer before Shabbos? So Shlomo Zalman said, technically, he saw no real reason to prohibit it per se, although he did say that he didn't really understand how they worked from a technical perspective. However, he said, I can never allow it, because if I would allow such a thing, then I would end up leading to the permissibility of so many other things that are clearly wrong. So therefore, he sort of stopped the buck there and didn't allow them to become permissible. When it comes to a washing machine on Shabbos, Rav Avadya Yosef has a pretty famous tshuva, where he says that let's say you have an Israeli soldier that comes home on Friday, Erev Shabbos, right before Shabbos, and his uniform smells, and he needs to run out right after Shabbos. Can you wash that, set it to go before Shabbos, and have this thing be totally washed and dried on Shabbos without, you know, when understanding that it's all the malacha is taking place on Shabbos itself? So he ends up writing over there that for Svardim, it would be totally permissible to do this malacha on Shabbos, because you're not doing it, your kelim are doing it. But for Ashkenazim, it presents a major issue, so Ashkenazim cannot do this. That was a very technical conversation that we just had, and I'm trying to, and I would like to, over the next 60 seconds, try and bring it back down to reality and try to understand a little bit what we can take out of all this. So essentially, we said, in a nutshell, that there is a notion and a concept of Shvisas Kelim, that our vessels may or may not be obligated to rest on Shabbos. We said, at the end of the day, that we don't believe that our vessels have to rest on Shabbos. The only kind of a vessel that has to rest on Shabbos is something that creates a loud noise, but otherwise we were not overly concerned. However, we then explained that there is an additional opinion that we try to be suspect for. And so essentially the way it works out is that more or less we do not allow our vessels to do any sort of work on Shabbos unless there are extenuating circumstances. So for example, we allow timers for our lights on Shabbos, and we allow the screens and shuls on Shabbos that are running on their own. But really, by and large, we don't like these things to be running on Shabbos. What is all of this about? Why is there such a concern? If it technically could be done, it's just almost like the rabbis just want more things to be prohibited. What is the reason and the justification for piling on prohibition after prohibition, even when I'm not actually pressing the button on Shabbos? So I think the answer is probably clear. And that is, if we can understand that, at least according to some opinions, there is an obligation for my vessels to rest on Shabbos, then how much more so should we be resting on Shabbos? If it's important for my dishwasher to not be turned on Shabbos, how much more important is it for me to not be, quote-unquote, turned on and activated and working on Shabbos? If my coffee maker can't go on, then I should not be working. I should be making sure that I'm resting properly on Shabbos. And I think that the opposite, in a sense, or the extension of that is true as well, that just like our vessels can't work on Shabbos, they have to rest, so too we should understand that we have to rest, but we're also a little bit more sophisticated than a dishwasher, than a coffee maker, than our light switches. And that is to say that if our lights and our dishwashers, whatever, if they're obligated to rest, at least on some level, and we are then obligated to rest as well, we probably should be doing a little bit more than what our lights are doing or than what our coffee maker is doing, right? Our coffee maker is resting and we're resting. If we stop there, then we're no better than a coffee maker on Shabbos. And therefore, it would serve to reason that we have to take it one step higher, that Shabbos is not just about resting, but it's about rejuvenating and reconnecting our relationship to Hashem. So at the end of the day, we can understand that this whole conversation of whether or not our vessels should rest or not rest or what, all of it, if you got nothing out of that, take something out of the last 30 seconds, and that is, our vessels are, at least on some level, supposed to be resting on Shabbos, and as a technical reason, if they should or if they shouldn't, and if they should, or if there isn't even a conversation that they should, then certainly we should. And we have to be better than our coffee makers, that just like they're resting, so too we're resting, but we also have to be able to take it one step higher and use Shabbos as an opportunity to get closer to Hashem and to do mitzvot and to do acts of chesed and all of those types of things. We hope and pray that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless us with a beautiful Shabbos in which we have the opportunity to not just rest, but to also do his mitzvot and get closer to Hashem. I wish everyone a beautiful night and a wonderful Shabbos.